Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
So the topic is recapture and restoration. Recapture and restoration. When we say recapture, it sends something to our mind that something was lost. That's why you need to recapture it. Restoration means you want to put it back. You want to claim an ownership on it. You want to say, this thing is mine. If something has been part of you but you don't have it anymore, you need to recapture it. Not only that, you recapture and pocket it. You put it in the right place where it's supposed to be actively working, to be doing its job. That is when it's fully restored. Hallelujah. If your husband walk out, is no more coming home, you want to bring the husband back to his senses. You want the husband to come back and pay his duty in the house. Play the role of the father, play the role of the husband. That is restoration. It's not that keep saying, I love you. Why? You are living in Brooklyn and he's living in Far Rockaway. Telling you, I love you. You know, I've already forgiven you and you are forgiving each other on the phone. That is not restoration. So, recapture means you claim what belongs to you. Restoration means you put it where it's supposed to be. Play its role appropriately. Somebody here this morning, has there been anything in your life that you know you had it before, but you don't have it anymore? You don't see it anymore. You don't feel it anymore. Somehow you feel like it is missing. It's no more functioning. You want to recapture it. Perhaps the enemy has stolen it. Perhaps you were slack and it got ripped out of your hands. Devil has come, he has stolen it, or perhaps you are not paying attention and you just walk over it. You will recapture, you will restore in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Has there been anything in your life that has been stolen? Has there been anything in your life that the enemy has stolen? Has there been anything in your life that you used to have, you don't have anymore? I pray that the Lord will bring it back for you today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray that the Lord will locate it and recover it and restore it back into your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Some, they used to have good peace. They used to have peace of mind. Some, when they smile, they laugh, it's like heaven has opened. Some, they used to have good sleep. They don't have those things anymore. Some, they used to have a peaceful relationship. Now it's about crisis. Some, they used to have enough to care for themselves, but now it is not enough anymore. I am telling you, people of the Lord, those things that you have lost, they are coming back. You are claiming the ownership back in the name of Jesus. Who gave it to you in the first time, in the first case? It was God. Who will give it back to you? It's God. And the Lord will stand on your behalf in Jesus' name. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 7. 1 Samuel, chapter 7. We are going to read from verse 1 to verse 14. So about 14 verses. And I want you to just read and follow along at the same time. What are we discussing today, people of the Lord? I can't hear you.
Recapture and restoration.
Recapture and restoration. Amen. I pray that the Lord will help me to speak these things to you so that you can understand it. Recapture and restoration is what we are discussing. And we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 7. We will read first 14 verses. Please let us read, people of the Lord. Then the men of Kiriath Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab on the hill, and consecrated Eleazar, his son, to keep the ark of the Lord. So it was when the ark remained in Kiriath Jearim a long time. It was there 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, if you return to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and Ashtoreth from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hands of the Philistines. So the children of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtoreth, and serve the Lord only. Verse 5, let's read. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you. So they gathered there at Mizpah, drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and they fasted that day and said, there, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel at Mizpah. Now, when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered together at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines. So the children of Israel said to Israel, to Samuel, do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hands of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. Let's read verse 10. Now, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Israelites that day, and so confused them that they were overcome before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and drove them back as far as below Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, and called its name Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the day of Samuel. Then the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, and Ekron to Gath, and Israel recovered its territory from the hands of the Philistines, and there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. The Lord will make your enemies to be at peace with you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord will make your enemies to be at peace with you in the name of Jesus. Amen. You see, brethren, I said, people of the Lord, that I may not know the state of your mind, but God knows the state of your mind. Amen. I may not know what you are going through. As a matter of fact, the church, we are praying for you. I may not know what you are going through, but definitely you are going through something. And that is what God is appealing to today. Amen. Please don't see as if it's by the pastor talking. It's the Spirit of God that is addressing that thing that is bothering your mind. So please, lend me your heart, lend me your attention, and the Lord will address your issues in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you are going through, I am here to remind you, it is not the end of the story. It's not the end of the story of your life. This is not how it will continue to be. Where I came from, in Yoruba, they call it, Bayi Kori Yoshima Arilo. Bayi Kori Yoshima Arilo. In English language, this is not how it will continue to be. This is not how it will continue to be. And I will continue. Anything that I think I'm repeating is not because I enjoy repeating it, but I want to repeat it so that you can get it. This is not how it will continue to be. Bayi Kori Yoshima Arilo. This is not how it will continue to be. This same you is not your dead body. It is not you in another life. This same you will see a better part of you. Somebody repeat? Somebody say amen? This same you will see a better tomorrow. This same you will look around. You will look back. You will have a flashback. You will remember a day like today, a period like this time of your life. You will put your head down like in Africa, when some people fall it and they follow. You will put your head, you will knock the floor, you will raise your two hands and say, God, I give you all the glory. Because this is not how it will continue to be. The Lord that you serve is not your henchmate. The Lord that you serve is not like your father that is giving you $20. The Lord that you serve can give you much more than what your earthly father can do for you. He is God. He turns situations around. When people could not explain how it will happen, that is why we call him God. That is why you are serving him. That is why you are in church today. If you are not in church today because you want to sit down a pastor's time, you come to church today because you come before God that makes things happen. He that makes things happen, that gives things that you don't even qualify for. That is who we are talking about. This is not how it will continue to be. You will recover, you will recapture. It will be restored into your life in the name of Jesus. Your joy will come. Somebody say, my joy will come. My family will come back home. Okay? My home will be a home of joy. My home will be home of peace. In this land where I dwell, where the Lord has given to me, I may be a tenant today, but I will own my own house. Hallelujah. I may not have a car today. I may be hopping from one stop to another stop. But to this same me will still enjoy the benefit of riding my own car. I'm talking to somebody this morning. You will recover, you will recapture, and you will be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That place that we read in the Bible, what happened? Was anybody following? What happened? See, these people, the hack that we are talking about, the hack of Covenant, was the pride of Israel. It was the glory of Israel. Wherever the hack is, that's where God was. You see it? Whenever you see the hack, that is where God dwells. The hack represented the presence of God for the children of Israel. And so what happened? The enemy came, they took the hack away. They stole the hack. And after many years, the ark was restored. The ark was still not in the right place for these people. And so the enemy was still oppressing them. I don't know, a few of us today that feel like God has answered our prayers. You feel like your landlord is no more disturbing you. He gives you another 6 months and says, I'm not going to be bothering you for the next 6 months. And you say, oh, God has answered my prayer. Thank God for that testimony. But something better is still on the way for you. When the ark was restored, was returned, the ark was not in the right place. Enemies were still oppressing the children of the Lord. They will plant crops, the enemies will come to steal. They were not at peace. They could not even have weapons to defend their own people, their country, because the enemy were the one that would tell them, you cannot have cutlass. You can only have cutlass. You cannot have gun. You cannot have arrow. You cannot have weapons of war. You can only have farming instruments. And when they found the enemy comes, they take the crop away. So they were under oppression. So you may feel like you are free, but technically you might still be in bondage. But today the Lord will open your eyes, the Lord will deliver you. The Bible says it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. That place that we read, as I've said a few things, I want to go to the passage and explain it so that you can connect with it. In verse 4 of that place, 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 4. So the children of Israel put away the bars. You see, when they were about to be restored, there were conditions, there were terms and conditions in the process. You have to live with some principles for some things to happen. Our God is a good God, but he's a generous God, but he also wants some conditions to be met. If not because of that, the whole world will be a perfect place and there will still be crime. Okay? Terms and conditions. When these people cried, they went to the prophet Samuel. Prophet Samuel advised them, you want God to change your story? Remove all these idols that you are serving. This ash turret, remove it. This bars, remove it. And when the Bible said they listened to the man of God, they removed their secret idols. They removed all these things they were worshipping. And so the Bible said, what happened? In verse 4, so the children of Israel put away the bars, and the apostolate and serve the Lord only. Who did they serve? Who did they serve? I ask you a question this morning, my brother and sister. Are you serving the Lord only? 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 Are you sure you are serving the Lord only? What about those people that are still calling you back home? They are still telling you that you must go and wash yourself and put the salt in the water and wash yourself 7 times before you go out for that interview. Are you still serving the Lord only? What about that soap that you are buying in African store to wash yourself? Are you serving the Lord only? I'm reminding you some stuff. Okay? Things why your answers are not, your prayers are not answered. You might be saying, yes, God, I was in church, I do my due diligence. But your prayers are not answered because you have all these little things that share the glory with God. The man of God asked them. He wasn't telling them to condemn them. Just as I'm telling you, I am not telling you to put you down. I am telling you to pay your attention to things that you need to change. What are the secret idols in your mind, in your life? Many of us, we cannot go to out until we have called our mommy in Nigeria, called our father in Nigeria. I want to do this today. So they tell you, this is what you should do. Many people, I don't know anybody in our church, but I know a few people, they still have their prophet telling them, giving them message back home. Your Bible is a good one, teacher one. Okay? They're still telling them what type of psalms they must read for their prayers to be answered. It sounds good, but these are secret idols that are controlling your life. In as much they are dear, you will still be struggling. Things will not be working for you. The Bible said these people, they were like you. Okay? They were like me. They were offenders. They were sinners. But when the prophet advised them, the Bible said they gave it up. Are you willing to give it up? Hallelujah. Are you willing to give it up? Somebody is listening to me. Are you willing to give it up? When we pray in the church, when we go into prayers, when we go into fasting, how come things are not changing? How come things are not changing? This is a kind of a secret assembly, a dialogue, a reasoning gathering, like the way we have started today during Sunday school. Let it be a reasonable assembly where people reason, where people think, and ruminate about their lives. What is it that I am harboring? What is it that I am worshiping? What is it that I honor more than God? What it is that is it in my life right now that is more than God? That is an idol, brothers and sisters. I don't care what it is. It might be your daughter. It might be your son. It is more important than God. You are an idol worshiper. Your prayers will be struggling to be answered. You will be struggling. You will see a few things, but the things will not be working smoothly. And you are saying, God, but I'm a Christian, but I didn't hurt anybody. I forgave people who have offended me. Lord, I gave to poor. This, I don't have enough. People still calling me back home. I still give my few change. I still send people. I still help people. But how come I'm not getting an answer to my prayer? I'm telling you today. You remember how we started with prayer, that God opened our eyes. Maybe there are few things that are more important in your life than God. Maybe that's why you are still struggling. Today is the day that you will humble yourself and say, God, I give it up so that I can see a better me. I can see a better tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. There's nothing that can stop your progress. No human being can limit how far you can go in life. Hallelujah. Listen, the person that can stop me is me. If you, as a child of God, you are in good standing with God, let me tell you, Biden cannot stop you. Nobody can stop you. The person that can stop you is you. And that is why I'm talking to you this morning. Have a little search of yourself. Listen, I can deceive myself. I cannot deceive you. You know yourself. I don't know you. And the good thing is that we are not all living in the same house.
So I don't know you, you don't know me.
When I said search your heart, it's you that will search your heart. I cannot search your heart for you. I have to do my own searching while you do your own searching. But if you indeed love yourself, you want the progress in your life. Brothers and sisters, you have to do this thing we're talking about. The Bible said when these people, they had a good reasoning, when they did not deceive themselves, they were not putting up front in the presence of a prophet and say, we didn't do anything wrong. The man said, take out these idols you have in the corners of your house. The Bible said, and they went and disposed them. And guess what happened after that? Let's read verse 7. Now when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered together at Mizpah, the Lord of the Philistines, when they said Lord of the Philistines, they mean their chiefs, their kings. The Lord of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines. So the children of Israel said to Samuel, do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hands of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it a burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel. The Lord answered them. I want you to pay attention to verse 10. Now as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Israelites that day, and so confused them that they were overcome by Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Israel and pursued the Philistines and drove them back as far as Bethkar. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, if the Lord is for you, nobody can stand against you. I'm talking to somebody this morning, and I'm being passionate about what I'm talking about, because I'm a living witness. I want you to understand what I'm talking about today. The person that can stop me is me. Alright? The person that can stop me is me. Inasmuch as I'm in good standing with God, there is no force that can stop me. Hallelujah. Man cannot stop God. So I don't know your story, but I know that it's a better you that will still manifest. Amen? So don't limit yourself based on what you are looking at right now, based on what you are seeing right now. Life is much more than that. Hallelujah. In as much you are with God, forget about other things. I don't know how big or how small it is, or how small or how big it is. In as much you are in good standing with God, leave other things alone. And I'm advising you today, stop fighting or die or die. Fight the enemies that is within. Fight this battle from that is raging inside of you, that is putting you in the same position. Remember, we are talking about recapturing and restoring. Hallelujah. Man cannot stop God. So I don't know your story, but I know that it's a better you that will still manifest. Amen? So don't limit yourself based on what you are looking at right now, based on what you are seeing right now. Life is much more than that. Hallelujah. Recapturing and restoring. There is nothing that God cannot do. I don't know your story, but I'm telling you, it is not the end of the story. Forget about these things that you think they are serious. They are not serious. You know what is serious? It's you. Deal with you. Deal with yourself. I am advising you, deal with yourself, so that your journey of 40 days will not come to 40 years. Deal with yourself so that your prayers can be answered speedily. Deal with yourself so that people will say, we want to serve your God. When the Lord defended these people, you know what happened? The Bible said there was a thunder. The Bible did not describe that these people, they killed thousands. The Bible did not say that they sent their battalion to circle the enemies. The Bible said there was a thunder. Who made the thunder? Was it the work of man or work of God? Was it the work of man or the work of God? Please respond. Can God still perform his signs and wonders?
Yes.
Can he still perform signs and wonders today?
Yes.
Can he perform it in your life?
Yes.
Say yes or no.
The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither hath he entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither hath he entered into the heart of men the things that God prepared for those that love him. Hallelujah. You will recover, you will recapture, and you will be restored in the name of Jesus. You will recover, you will recapture, and you will be restored in the name of Jesus. You will recover, you will be restored in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please, let's be on our feet.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York, 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.